Okay, good afternoon, everybody.
大家下午好。
It's good to be back on stage.
回到这里正好。
And I really appreciate these gatherings with the youth and the adults and the children.
我很珍惜这些大人跟小孩能够一起敬拜的时间。
And I know that we don't get them very often, but I love seeing all of God's family worship together.
这样的机会不是很多，但是我真的很愿意很。喜欢看到大家在一起，神的家在一起敬拜。
So I want to do a quick shout out to the worship team.
我现在想对敬拜队伍很快的说一句。
Thank you, worship team, for just accommodating us in your worship set.
谢谢你们为了我们这几代同堂的敬拜来改变你们的敬拜程序。
And it's always an encouragement to see brothers and sisters, especially from an older generation, serving the younger generation.
真的是每次看到弟兄姊妹一起来侍奉神，非常的让人鼓舞。
Shout out to the youth and the children that are present.
我要想对青少年和孩童们说一句。
As you know, YLD makes up about a quarter of our church, and here they are.
大家知道，青少年们组成了这教会的四分之一的人数，现在他们就坐在我们当中。
So take a look at them and give them a wave.
看看他们，给他们一轮掌声吧。
Most of all, shout out to the adults here in the Mandarin service.
我也想跟这里坐在这里的普通话的成年人们说。
Serving or not serving, we love you.
不管你们侍奉还是没有侍奉，我们都很爱你。
I wish I got to know all of you.
我希望能够更多的了解你们。
Thank you for being our family.
谢谢你们是我成为我们的家里人。
Thank you for loving Jesus.
谢谢你们爱耶稣基督。
And thank you for loving us.
谢谢你们爱我们。
And to those of you who are new or getting used to our church,
对于那些刚刚来到我们教会以及还在适应我们教会的人来说，
many of us can agree that the reason why we're here is because number one,
我们很 sorry, 我们很多人都同意我们来到这里的原因是第一条。
Jesus has made us whole. He is our Savior.
耶稣基督使我们在这里同为一。
And number two,
第二条
is because we call this our home.
因为我们把这里叫做我们的家。
And if you have yet to accept Christ,
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督，
you can consider the reasons I've mentioned above.
你可以考虑一下我刚才说的这些理由。
So without spending any more time on intros, I'm going to jump into the sermon.
我不再在这个介绍上面再花时间，我们会直接进入讲道。
I'm going to send the children off. Goodbye, goodbye, my children.
我要把孩子们送走。
I love you. Bye.
我爱你们。
Okay, rest of the family. Before we start, we're going to pray.
其余的家人，在我们开始讲道之前，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God,
天父我们的神，
we thank you, Lord, for giving us this time.
谢谢你给我们这个时间。
We are a blessed people to have a place to worship.
我们是受到祝福的人，我们有一个这样的地方来敬拜你。
We are a blessed people to call you King.
我们是受祝福的人，我们可以叫称你为王。
So God, would you speak to each one of our hearts today?
天父啊，求你对我们每一个人说话。
Would you help us leave this building changed?
求你帮助我们在离开这个房子的时候，我们已经改变了。
Will you send us with your commission?
愿你把你的命令交托给我们。
And help us share it to those around us.
帮助我们去把你的命令与其他人去分享。
We submit ourselves to you.
我们把自己放在你的手中。
In Jesus' name I pray.
以耶稣基督的名，我这样祷告。Amen. Amen.
So, also, just want to thank Francis.
Oh, 我就是想谢谢 Francis.
Yes, my translator.
我的翻译，我也想说 Pastor Farah, I'm so honored to be here and to work with you and to serve God. It's really my honor.
Praise God. Francis has an eagle eye and very, very good editing skills.
他说他在表扬我。
So because of that, we've noticed in the bulletin we're going to make just a slight change. It's not the change in English so much, but the change, I think, in the Chinese.
在那讲章上面的 title， 就是它的主题，我们会把它有一点点的改动，就是那个名字，不是英文，是中文。现在中文它说是君王的使命，但是我们把它翻译成君王的命令。
Yes, so what Francis said. So just keep in mind that the King's Commission is just translated in a different way. Yeah. Okay, so if we jump right in, I think we can just jog our memory a little bit back. Last time we spoke about Hannah.
上一次我在这里讲到的时候，我讲到的是哈娜，我们就往回稍微回顾一下。
Yeah, so I want to go to the first slide here.
是我们看到第一张。
The next one, yep. The recap. So just in case, because it's been a couple of months since I last spoke.
上回我来讲已经过掉几个月了。
If you can take a look at the pictures, if you were here last time I spoke, and see if you can remember the order of the pictures. I kind of mixed them up.
如果上次你在这里的话，你看看你还记不记得上回我用这些图片的顺序？
So the three points are on the left side. I think the youth are trying to figure it out right now.
年轻人，我看到他们好像想要把这个搞清楚。
Yeah, so we talked about Chick-fil-A, we talked about the youth group chat, we talked about notes that one of the children made, and we talked about me taking up skateboarding.
上次我们讲到了 Chick-fil-A, 我们还讲到了snowboard, 我们还讲到了notes. What notes?
Proverbs.
语言。笔记 ，All right. I'm sorry.
In a youth group chat.
Yeah. I remember the nine-year-old girl notes. Yes, 就是有一个小女孩她的笔记。对了。
And then youth group chat.
还有这个青少年他们之间的谈论。
Okay, this week we'll be talking about King Josiah.
这个星期我们要讲的是约西亚王。
And I'm gonna make some connections to 1 Samuel.
我会把前面的撒母耳记之间做一些联系。
So there's going to be a lot in this passage, so we'll be jumping from chapter 20 to 23, so just get your Bibles ready.
今天的经文会比较多，从二十章一直到二十三章，就把你的圣经拿出来，我们一起准备好来学吧。
It's also because not all of our verses will be on the PowerPoint, so just get your Bible ready for those couple of pages.
不是所有的经文都会在这个屏幕上面，所以你就把圣经放在你旁边，随时查看就好了。
Okay, so the passage I find doesn't just start at the beginning of 2 Kings 23, but really has something to do with the previous chapters, like chapter 20 with King Hezekiah.
今天的主题其实并不只是从二十三章开始的，而是要往回走，看到前面的二十章西西家王那儿开始。
Note in 2 Kings 23 to 26, God's wrath was still kindled despite of the actions of Josiah.
在列王记下二十三章二十六节的时候，我们看到尽管约西亚王采取了行动，上帝的怒火并没有止息。
And we know that the actions of Manasseh is not just because of his own evil desire, but it's also the consequence of his great-grandfather Hezekiah.
这是因为马拿西，他的祖父犯罪太多，惹动了神的愤怒，而马拿西的行为也并不仅仅是出于他的恶念，也有他的祖父行为的影响。
So why are we tracing back to this family line?
我们为什么要一直这样沿着家族的线往前追呢？
Because it's important to see that the generation's sin impacts the next line of leaders.
因为看见上一代的罪对下一代的领导人的影响，这个看见是非常重要的。
So I'm going to do a short exercise with you, and this idea came through a sermon that I listened to before.
我想跟你一起做一个非常短的一个练习，这个主意是来自一个我经常听他讲到的一个牧者。
Okay, so imagine...Right now, as of now in your life,
想象一下在你现在生活当中
you have to hand in an application to God.
你现在必须要递一张申请表给上帝
to prolong your life for 15 years.
把你的生命延长十五年
Okay. And your application, you have to list a very good reason why you want your life to extend by 15 years.
在你的申请表中，你必须要写出 为什么你要让神给你延长15年生命的这个理由。
If you have a good reason, then God will grant your request.
如果你有一个非常好的理由，神会给你这个允许。
Okay, can you quickly, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to think of a reason.
我给你五秒钟的时间来想这个理由。
Okay, we're good? Everyone has a reason?
每个人都有一个理由了吗?
You can't say, I don't want to die. That's not a good reason.
你不能只是说我不想死,那个不是一个好的理由。
It has to be a good reason.
这必须是一个好的理由。
Okay, so we're going to take a survey now.
现在我们要来做一个调查。
Okay, who has a reason that has to do with themselves? Just themselves alone.Me. Okay, Caleb. That's nice to know. Who has a reason that has to do with their friends? No one. Raise your hand if you have. No one? Is everyone shy? Who has a reason that has to do with family? Raise your hand.
Whoa!
Okay, take a look, everybody. Keep your hands up. Take a look. Whether it's your spouse, your children. Okay. Who has a reason that has to do with Jesus, the gospel? Did everyone raise their hand twice afterwards? Okay. I didn't ask about money or you know, having a good lifetime vacation, you know, for 15 years.
我没有向神要金钱或者是假期这些这样的东西。
Because I think that most people here, their reason has to do with either Christianity or about their family.The next generation or the generation before them.
这里的在这里的可能都是跟耶稣基督有关系，或者跟他家庭有关系，或者跟你的子孙后代有关系。
So I want to let you know that in 2 Kings 20:19.
我想跟你们说，在列王记下20:19的时候。
After Hezekiah has his life prolonged by 15 years.
在西西家王的生命被延长了十五年之后
，He then proudly showed all of his riches to Babylonian envoys, which got him in trouble.
他很自豪的把他王宫中所有的财富都秀给都给巴比伦的使者看了。这个动作把他陷入了一个很糟糕的一个环境当中。
And then Isaiah the prophet prophesied the destruction of Judah. And what do you think Hezekiah's response was?
然后以赛亚就向他预告了预言了犹大的被毁你知道这个时候西西家的反应是什么吗
So if we read in the PowerPoint here it says He says the word of the Lord you have spoken is good
他的回答是你说了耶和华说的话很好
It sounds very similar to this second passage that we see in 1 Samuel 3:18
他说的话就很像以利亚在当时在撒母耳记上
Yeah, it's spoken by Eli. It says, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him."
他说他是神，就让他做他眼中看为好的事。
One is a king and one is a priest.
一个是王，一个是祭司。
But both leaders don't seem to see the effects of their own actions upon the next generation.
但是两个领导人都没有看见他们自己行为会给以下的后面的子孙后代所带来的影响。
So after Hezekiah experienced the miracle of an added 15 years. At the end, it all only just caused him to think indifferently when it came for the next generation to bear his consequences.
在西西家王生命被神迹被上帝就加了十五年之后，结果所带来的只是他对他的行为给后子孙后代影响的那种很冷漠的那种反应。
If we can go to the next slide, when we see the lives of these kings unravel to a point where the state of the kingdom and the people are unsalvageable.
我们可以看到这些王的生命已经烂到一个这样的程度，以致他们的国家和他们的人民都已经不能够被挽救了。
So Hezekiah's ignorance is affecting his son Manasseh, whose repentance it came very late. And then his grandson, whose Amon was wicked, and even Josiah, his reforms could not dissipate the wrath of God.
西西家王的无私，就是一个无私的罪，在他的儿子玛拿西、孙子亚门、约西亚身上的作用。亚门是邪恶的，而约西亚的改革未能消除神的愤怒。
And you see that this is the end of Israel's monarchy here.
列王记下。
Compared to last time in 1 Samuel, where we were just talking about the beginning of Israel's monarchy, where they're about to get a king.
对比上次的撒母耳记上，那个时候是刚以色列王国刚刚开始。
And the point I want to make, if you could go to the next slide, is each generation's actions and sins impact the next generation.
在这里我想说的是，每一代都对下一代。
So 2 Kings 20, 16 to 19, I'm going to read the passage out. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and that which your fathers have stored up till this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord, and some of your own sons who will come from you, whom you will father, shall be taken away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of the Lord that you have spoken is good," for he thought, "Why not if there will be peace and security in my days?"
列王记下23:16-19节，以赛亚对西西家说：“你要听耶和华的话。” 日子必到，凡你家里所有的，并你列祖积蓄到如今的，都要被掳到巴比伦去，不留下一样。这是耶和华说的，并且从你本身所生的种子，其中必有被掳去在巴比伦王宫里当太监的。西西家对以赛亚说：“你所说耶和华的话甚好，若在我的年日中有太平和稳固的景况，岂不是好吗？”
The previous generation's sin is like a guilt compounded.
上一代人的罪，我们的祖先的罪，他们就是累加叠加起来。
Think of it like a interest on top of a loan.
就有点像我们所借的钱上面的那个利息。
The generation's sin will trickle into our lives.
上几代人的罪会在我们的身上发生影响。
And we know the heart is deceitful, and we see overlapping burdens of sin and hard-heartedness.
人心是诡诈的，我们看见罪的叠加所带来的重负和我们发硬的心肠。
We subsequently will become the older generation.
我们随后也会变成老一代，上一代。
Whether you're young, you're the youngest here or not.
不管你是这里头年轻的或是最年轻的。
Our actions and sin will affect the next generation.
我们的罪，我们的行为都会影响到下一代。
We want to see the impacts of Manasseh on Josiah. Can we just go back to the other slide?
我们来看看马拿西对约西亚的影响。
Second passage here, 2 Kings 23:26-27.
列王记下23:26-27节。
Still the Lord did not turn from the burning of his great wrath, by which his anger was kindled against Judah, because of all the provocations with which Manasseh had provoked him. And the Lord said, "I will remove Judah also from my sight as I have removed Israel, and I will cast off this city I have chosen, Jerusalem, and the house of which I said, 'My name shall be there.'"
26节，然而耶和华向犹大所发猛烈的怒气仍不止息，是因马拿西注视惹动他。耶和华说：“我必将犹大人从我面前赶出，如同赶出以色列人一般。我必弃掉我从前所选择的这城耶路撒冷和我所说立我名的殿。”God's
prophecy comes into reality in Jehoiakim's lifetime.
上帝的预言在约雅敬的时候就变成了现实。
From Hezekiah to Jehoiakim, it's 5 generations.
从西西家到约雅敬，其实只有5代人的时间。
Jehoiakim is Josiah's son.
约雅敬其实就是约西亚的儿子。
Which is very short time.
是非常短的时间。
It's interesting because sometimes we are actually not quite aware of the evils in this world or how it has impacted us.
有趣的是，我们有时候不太注意到世界上的邪恶对我们的影响。
So let's go to the next slide.
那我们进入到下一页。
In the Sunday school that our youth attends,
在我们青少年上的主日学当中
we once had a conversation about whether we think now we are morally better than before.
我们曾经讨论过我们现代的人是否比四世纪时代的或者我们以前时代的人有道德。
Do we allow more bad things to happen?
我们是否允许更多坏事发生？
The opinions were really split.
当时观点是很分裂的。
It's interesting to read Kings and see how far Israel and their monarchy falls from the rule of God.
在我们看列王记的时候，我们可以看到以色列和他们的君王离神的律法有多远。
And if people who don't know our history and read about us, would they see the differences in the inclination of our hearts?
如果人们没有读我们的历史，然后就来看我们，你说他们能看到我们的心跟当年的人会有什么不同吗？
So I once in school learned about this theory of progressive ethics.
我在学校里头时候学过一个理论叫做发展的伦理。
It's called the redemptive movement.
或者叫做救赎运动。
It means that as we go through time, humans are supposed to be more ethical.
他说的是当时间的随着时间的推移，人类会变得越来越有道德。
The whole idea is in the Old Testament.
这个想法源自在旧约圣经中。
God set these rules for the Israelites that are higher standard than the rest of the culture in the ancient Near East.
神为以色列民所设立的律法远高于古代近东地区其余的文化标准。
And as these civilizations advance over time, people become more civilized, which is what we call the ultimate ethic.
当文明随着时间往前走的时候，人类就变得越来越文明，直到我们说的最终的道德伦理。
And we're supposed to treat each other better.
我们就应该会对别人对自己会更好。
But the reality is our sinful condition is not remedied by time or education or regulations or advancement in technology.
的现实情况确实，我们的邪恶，我们的罪恶状况不是时间、教育、规则或者技术的进步可以补救的。
If anything, our humans are becoming more and more destructive to themselves and to each other.
因为人类反而变得对自己和对他人越来越有破坏性。
And we find ourselves in a very broken world where trust and integrity and godliness and dignity are rare.
我们发现自己活在一个破碎的世界里，在这个世界里，信任、正直、敬虔、尊严正成为稀罕之物。
And this is the world we live in.
这正是我们所生活的世界。
Which is why I want to jump into point B here. It will be harder and harder for a younger generation to take a step of truth.
这就是为什么我们要来讲 B 这条原因。年轻人会变得越来越困难，让他们就是站立在真理当中会变得越来越困难。
Second Kings 22:1,
列王记下二十二章一。
It says Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jedidah, and the daughter of Adaiah of Bozrah.
约西亚登基的时候年八岁，在耶路撒冷作王31年。他母亲名叫耶底大，是波斯家人亚大雅的女儿。
And then verse 3-5.
三到五节。
In the 18th year of Josiah, the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, son of Meshulam, the secretary to the house of Lord, saying, Go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, that he may count the money that has been brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the threshold have collected from the people, and let it be given into the hand of the workmen who have oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it to the workmen who are at the house of the Lord repairing the house.
约西亚王十八年的时候，王差遣米舒兰的孙子亚撒利的儿子书记沙方上耶和华殿去，吩咐他说：“你去见大祭司希勒家，使他将奉到耶和华殿里的银子，就是守门的从民中收据的银子数算数算，交给耶和华殿里办事的人。”使他们转交耶和华殿里做工的人，好修理殿的破坏之处。
So Josiah reigned when he was 8 years old.
所以约西亚登基时候其实才八岁。
Do you know anyone in our church that's 8 years old?
我们谁知道我们教会里八岁的孩子
？I do.
我知道。
Imagine if they started raining.
可以想象一下，他们现在开始摄政。
Okay, in Josiah's, you know, kingship, he had to make a decision to follow God or not at 8 years old.
约西亚王在他八岁的时候，他必须做出决定，是否要跟随上帝。
And then, of course, he had to execute these decisions when he was of age to officially reign. That was 18 years old.
当他年满十八岁的时候，正式治理朝政的时候，他就会去执行这些决定。
We have one 18-year-old here in our congregation right now.
在我们会众当中有一个十八岁的年轻人。
And we just realized that in this day and age, it is the same. Our children and youth must take a stand for the truth.
我们意识到，在我们现在也是一样，在我们的年轻人和孩童，在我们年幼的时候，就必须要选定真理。
Whether 8 or 18.
不管是八岁还是十八岁。
And we are teaching our children to stand for the truth at a younger and younger age.
我们正在教育我们的孩童和年轻人，在他们越来，在他们很小的时候就选定真理。
We believe that in these times it will get darker before there is light.
我们相信当光来到之前，这个世界会变得更黑暗。
And I want to quote this preacher that I listened to. His name is Michael Ramsden.
我现在想来引用一下一位牧师，他的名字叫做 Michael Ramsden， 他的讲话。
If we could go to the next slide.
我们可以进入下一页吗？
Summarized points are there. Do you want me to read first or?
Okay.
Or you want me to go line by line?
It's up to you.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to read this quote.Now we increasingly live in what we call a victim culture.
我们越来越生活在一个被我们称为受害者的文化当中。
In a victim culture, everyone feels like they are defined by all the bad things that happened to them in the past or are happening to them now.
在这个受害者的文化当中，每个人都觉得自己被过去或者现在所发生在我们身上的坏事所定义了。
We are all looking to be a part of a group that has a special status because of all the pain and the suffering that we have been through.
因为我们所遭受的苦难和痛苦，我们就来寻求成为一个有特殊身份的团体中的一员。
So we hold on to offense when we are offended because it helps define us.
当我们被冒犯的时候，我们就紧抓住这些罪行不放，因为这些罪行帮助定义了我们。
In a victim culture, we very quickly start thinking along the lines like this.
在一个受害者的文化当中，我们很快的就开始这样的方式来思考问题。
Everything I do is motivated by love.
任何我所说的、所做的都是基于爱。
But anything you do, if you disagree with me, is only explicable to hate.
而任何你所做的，只要你不同意我，就可以被解释为恨。
As soon as that becomes a cultural narrative,
一旦这成为文化的解释,
disagreement is being taken as hatred.
分歧就被当成了仇恨。
So we start talking about creating safe spaces.
然后我们就开始讨论要建立安全空间。
And many people in this culture feel, I can't say this and I can't disagree with that because to do so would be akin to hatred and I don't want to be accused of hating people.
在这个文化当中，很多人就会觉得我不能说这个，我不能不同意那个，因为那样做就会与仇恨相连。我不想被人控告我是一个有仇恨的人。
But that creates a huge problem.
但是这又造成了另外一个巨大的问题。
Because we're not talking about things that potentially divide us.
因为我们不再讨论那些潜在的要分裂我们的事情。
And because we believe that everyone that disagrees with us hates us.
因为我们相信每个不同意我们的人就是恨我们。
We then feel justified to be hateful in our response to them.
所以我们就理所当然的想在响应对方的时候也充满了仇恨。
So then we get locked into this circle of grievance.
我们就这样被陷入了一个很痛苦的怪圈。
It's like you did this to me. No, no, you did that to me before.
你对我做了这个。不不不，你之前先对我做了那个。
And then we're looking to see who is guilty of the worst crime.
我们就看谁的罪行更大。
And it makes reconciliation and forgiveness almost impossible.
这就使得复合与饶恕变得不可能。
And that is the reality of our current culture, the culture that we live in.
这就是我们当今我们所生活的文化的现实。
Especially in this generation.
尤其是这一代人。
Hearts are growing cold, people are easily offended, no one really trusts anyone.
人心变得冷漠，容易被冒犯，没有人真正的信任另外一个人。
What's the cure to this victim culture?
那么出路在哪里？
The gospel of forgiveness.
饶恕的福音。
And the power of Jesus' blood
耶稣基督的宝血
is also part of our verbal proclamation of the gospel.
是我们口传的福音的一部分。
It includes our acts of love.
包括我们行动的，我们爱的行动。
That prove that we are genuine followers of Jesus.
来证明我们是耶稣基督追随者。
And this is not an easy message to bring to the culture today.
在这样的文化中当中传递这样的信息是不容易的。
Even for Josiah,
即便是约书亚
do you think it was easy for him to stand for the truth?
你认为他选择真理容易吗？
His own people may have very well disagreed with his actions.
他的人民可能根本就不同意他的行动。
It was not easy for him to take a stance and drastically change the kingdom.
对他来说，将国家进行这样翻天覆地的改革是非常的不容易的。
Especially when he found the book of the law in the house of the Lord.
尤其是在他发现，在耶和华的殿中发现了律法书之后。
This reflects the dark times, like in 1 Samuel, when the visions were rare.
这个其实反映了这种黑暗时期的情况，就如同撒母耳记上所说的，那时候的异象很少。
It's very ironic because you lose the book of law in the house of the Lord.
就是非常具有讽刺性意义的是，你竟然在耶和华的殿中丢失了耶和华的律法书。
So apart from the world's feel, do you understand that the greatest struggle is within ourselves and within the church?
除了世界的观点外，你理解我们最大的挣扎其实来自我们自身和我们的和在我们的教会当中吗？
I used to be the Christian that didn't want my parents to share the gospel.
我曾经就是这样的一个基督徒，我不愿意我的父母跟我讲福音。
As the nominal Christian, I thought it was inappropriate to share the gospel with strangers.
作为一个挂名的基督徒，我认为跟人传福音是不合适的。
And because God did tell us to share the gospel, I shared the gospel once.
因为神要让我们去跟人传福音，所以我就传了一次。
That was when I was a child. I shared the gospel to my uncle.
在我小的时候，我把福音跟我的舅舅分享了。
And I thought, surely I have done my work.
这样的话，神叫我做的，我都已经做了。
And that one time is good enough.
做一次就够了。
If anything, that is far from the truth.
然而，这个想法是有多么的错误。
Which brings us to our third point. See if you could move to the next slide here.
我们进入下一页。C 点。
Advocating for Christ by means of carrying the commission.
通过执行王的命令来宣扬主耶稣。
Second Kings 23:24-27.
列王记下23:24-27.
Moreover, Josiah put away the mediums and the necromancers and the household gods and the idols and all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, that he might establish the word of the law that were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. Before him, there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart and all his soul and all his might, according to the law of Moses, nor did any like him arise after him.
凡犹大国和耶路撒冷所有交鬼的、行巫术的与家中的神像和偶像，并一切可憎之物，约西亚尽都除掉，成就了祭司希勒家在耶和华殿里所得律法书上所写的话。在约西亚以前，没有王像他。尽心尽性尽力地归向耶和华，遵行摩西的一切律法，在他以后也没有兴起一个王像他。
If you have done any sort of evangelism, you may have experienced rejection or slander of your name.
如果你曾经以任何方式传过福音，你可能已经经历过被拒绝、被诽谤。
This is something that we must get used to as Christians.
这是我们基督徒必须要习惯的。
If we love only those who love us, then how are we different than than those who don't believe?
如果我们只爱那些爱我们的人，我们与非基督徒又有什么区别呢？
I think we have to learn to ask God for mercy because we are sinners.
我想我们应该学习向神求取怜悯，因为我们都是罪人。
In reality, we don't want to let go of our comfortable lives.
在现实生活当中，我们不愿意不愿意离开我们舒适的生活。
Every time for me, sharing the gospel has some sort of fear of man.
每次与人分享福音对我来说都有点怕人的感觉。
And I have to ask God to help me overcome that fear in order to approach strangers.
所以为了接近陌生人，我必须求神帮助我克服这种恐惧心理。
I think life transformation has to do with this example that I'm about to come to.
生命的改变与执行君王的命令，我们可以用下面的例子来做一个说明。
If we could go to the next slide.
我们进入下一页。
I've gotten to learn a little bit about prison ministry in Taiwan.
我了解到台湾有监狱事工。
There's a fellowship that follows up with former inmates and helps them get back on their feet to transition into society.
有这样的一个团契，就是跟进那些刑满释放的牢犯，帮助他们重新站立起来，回到社会中去。
The Christian volunteers and leaders of this ministry says it's really easy to find out whether a former inmate has their life changed or not.
施工的基督徒义工和领袖都说，他们很容易就可以看出来一个前牢犯他们的生命是否有改变。
Because you will see their lifestyle when they return to society.
因为你可以看见他们回到社会中去时的生活方式。
In order for an inmate to begin a new life to become a functional member of society.
一个牢犯要真正成为社会中有用的一员，开始新生活。
He or she must be cut off from all previous social contacts for at least 3 years.
他必须与从前的社会关系完全断绝，至少有三年的时间。
After they complete their sentence in prison.
在他们刑满释放以后。
Okay. Here in the picture, you can see this year. I got these pictures from this year. These are the inmates that rose their hand to accept Jesus.
这些照片就是那些牢犯的照片。我是今年拿到这些照片的。
For those of us that have accepted Christ.
对那些对于我们这些接受了耶稣的人，也是这样类似的过程。
Yeah, it may be a similar process as we first accepted Christ. You just raise your hand.
当我们第一次接受耶稣的时候，我们只是举了我们的手。
And we acknowledge that Jesus is our Savior.
承认耶稣是我们的救主。
But we are not going to be supervised by anyone for the next 3 years.
但是在这之后的三年里，都没有人来监督我们。
Yet by our lifestyle, we will know whether we have fully given ourselves to Christ or not.
但是通过我们的观察我们的生活方式，我们就可以知道我们自己是否把自己完全交给了基督。
As an encouragement, I would like to share with you that I'm really thankful to hear that many of our church brothers and sisters have a heart for evangelism.
为了鼓励大家，我想跟你们分享一下我所知道的，我们教会的很多的弟兄姊妹都有一颗传福音的心。
And they share the gospel in different contexts of their life.
他们在他们生命当中不同的场合来分享福音。
Can we go to the next slide?
我们可以进入下一页吗？
Can you tell what the similarities of these three pictures?
你们可以从这三张照片中看到有什么共同的地方吗？
They might seem very random.
他们看起来非常的随机。
You have a newborn baby in the top left corner.
在左上角你有一个新出生的婴儿。
You have a broken window on the bottom left.
左下角有一个破碎的玻璃窗户。
And you have a powder room on the right.
On the 右手边是厕所。
Okay. One brother used the opportunity of hiring a man to fix his broken window at his house to share the gospel.
一个弟兄在请人维修窗户的时候向他传了福音。
Another lady in our church ended up singing a Christian song or hymn with a fellow Christian she unexpectedly met at a powder room.
教会的一个姊妹与另外一个姊妹不其然在一个饭店的卫生间相逢的时候他们唱了赞美诗
which led a third stranger to be interested in Christianity
结果引起了一个陌生人对基督教信仰的兴趣
another lady in our church works with young mothers
我们教会还有一个姊妹与年轻的妈妈们一同做工
and she shares the gospel to this particular group of women
她就向他们传福音
which the church will not beEasily able to reach.
这些群体都不是教会很容易就能够接触到的。
Not long ago, we witnessed some youth bring another non-Christian youth to come to Christ.
不久前，我们还看到青少年把他们的非信徒的基督徒朋友带到教会来。
I have seen individuals and groups at our church go out to the park and restaurants to share the gospel.
我也见到过我们教会的个人或者团体到公园、饭店去传福音。
And we see that the harvest is here.
我们看到丰收的季节来了。
So Christmas is coming.
圣诞节即将到来了。
We are in Advent season.
我们就在这个季节里头。
Not only do we long for Jesus, but we also celebrate because he gives us hope.
我们不仅期盼耶稣基督，我们也庆祝，因为他带给我们盼望。
Jesus did not hold back anything for us.
耶稣基督没有向我们保留任何什么。
He gave it all for us.
他把他自己所有的都给了我们。
As a baby born to die.
从婴儿出生到死。
At 33 years, the Jewish God-man at the peak of his ministry was hung on a tree accursed.
33年，犹太人的神人在他侍奉的高峰时期。
And to the world, it seems like a shame not only to him, but his family.
在他侍奉的高峰时期被挂到那被咒诅的木头上，从世界上来看，对他和他的家都是耻辱。
He gave his best for us.
但是他把他最好的给了我们。
Are we able to give ourselves to him despite the minimal ridicule we'll receive?
我们可以不顾那些小小的嘲笑，把我们自己给他吗？
Jesus will come back to redeem all things.
耶稣会回来完成救赎。
Until then, we are here only for one thing.
在那之前，我们在地上只有一件事情。
That is to share the gospel.
就是分享福音。
We have one job, church.
我们教会只有一个工作。
Lastly, I'd like to share two pieces of practical, I guess, practical insight, I guess, for older generation and younger generation.
下面我想说两件对上一代和下一代的一些想法。
Older generation,
对上一代来说
，we don't have much time on this.
我们没有多少时间了
，to carry the commission
来执行这个君王的命令。
The urgency of lost souls,
世上的灵魂
is meant to be a burden on our hearts.
要成为我们心里的一个负担。
Our end goal is to be in the delight of our Lord Jesus.
我们最终的目标是令我们的主耶稣欢喜。
What we do now has an impact in eternity.
我们现在所做的要对永恒造成影响。
God wants you to use the time that you have left to carry his calling and commission.
神要你使用剩下的时间来实现他对你的呼召，使人做耶稣的门徒。
Yeah, to make disciples. Younger generation?
对年轻那一代。
You still have all your lives to run the race.
你还有一生的时间来跑这场比赛。
But we can't just be okay with where we are.
但是我们不可以就停留在这里。
There's got to be something greater that we can hold on to despite the ups and downs of life.
在我们起起伏伏的人生中，有更大的事情要我们去抓住。
God wants you to fix your eyes upon him.
神要你们定睛于他。
And to endure until the end as you carry his commission.
执行君王的命令，忍耐到最后。
Don't waste your life.
不要浪费你的人生。
Take the chance to witness for Jesus.
抓住机会见证耶稣。
Jesus is the perfect king.
耶稣是完美的王。
He said, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
他告诉我们说，去让万民做我的门徒。
This is the king's commission.
这是君王发出的命令。
He is the king, and he has given us a commission.
他就是那个王，他就是那个君王，已经给了我们命令。
And this is why I've named my sermon title with the King's Commission.
这就是为什么我把我们今天的主题命名为君王的命令的原因。
I would like to end my sermon with a call and response.
我想我为我的讲道用下面的方式做一个结束。
If today you want to make a commitment to share the gospel.
如果今天你决定要传福音
，or you feel convicted by God or His Spirit in your heart to share the gospel，
或者在你的心里头肯定神要你为他去传福音
，in a minute after I pray， please come up and take a set of the gospel beads that you see in the front on this table。
在我做完祷告之后，请到前面来去拿一串珠子。
As a promise to Jesus and ask him to work in you.
这个珠子是作为你对耶稣的承诺，请他在你里面工作。
To share the good news, especially in this season of Christmas.
在这个圣诞节这个时候，把这个好消息分享出去。
This bead is to be attached to a small gift.
这些珠子是要跟一些礼物来相连的。
That you can pick up outside once the service is finished.
在敬拜结束之后，你可以到外面去拿那个礼物。
At the back door.
从后面后门那边去拿。这个珠子是要跟那些礼物相连的。
Every week until December 22nd.
从现在开始到12月22号之前的每一个星期
,YLD will be making these small gift packs for you.
青少年部都会制作这些小礼物
to give out to your unbelieving friends and family members.
让你可以跟你的不幸的朋友和家人来分享福音。
So if we ran out of some today, you can pick up some next couple of weeks.
今天如果拿完的话，你可以在后面的几个星期来拿。
I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to invite you guys to come up.
下面我会做个祷告，然后我会邀请你们到前面来。
Father God,
天父我的神
，We know that you sent your Son for us.
我们知道你把你的儿子放到了十字架上面。
The cost was your son's life.
代价就是你儿子的生命。
To redeem us and our sins.
来赎我们的罪。
That we are able to have the gift of eternal life.
以至于我们可以被宽恕，我们可以进入永恒永生。
May that message sink deep into our hearts today.
愿这个信息能够深深地进入我们的心中。
We have a joy of spending eternity with you.
我们会在永恒里与你喜乐地在一起。
But many outside this church in this place of Aurora,
但是外面，在我们教会外面，在 Aurora,
whether our family or friends or strangers,
不管是家人、朋友还是陌生人，
they may not spend eternity with you.
还有很多人，他们还不能够与你在永恒里同在。
And we pray, Lord, would you move in our hearts?
天父，我这样祷告，愿你来感动我们的心。
Even if it's our first time doing this,
即便我们是第一次去做
，We know that we are not doing this alone.
我们要知道，我们不是单独的去做这件事情。
Your Holy Spirit will empower us and partner with us.
你的圣灵会与我们同在，会使我们强壮。
So we pray, Lord, move.
上帝，我们这样子祷告。
Move in our hearts.
愿你来激动我们的心。
Help us know why we are celebrating this season.
帮助我们明白我们为什么要在圣诞节这个时候来庆祝。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
以耶稣基督的圣名这样祷告 ，Amen。